So, this is what you call home? Figures. To be honest, though, I expected a few more Pokemon plushies. Well, you're a nerd, aren't you? Nerd, geek, same difference. Are you really trying to correct me right now? Do you like Pokemon or not? Why does it matter to me? I need to keep tabs on you, that's why. And who knows? I may do something nice for you someday. As if. The nicest thing I'm doing right now is protecting you, since you can't seem to protect yourself. You can protect yourself? You failed to prove that to me. Now, I'm not saying that you're lying or something, but, I think you're lying. Hey, don't get mad at me. Make a story that's more believable. Oh, come now. Quit your whining, or I'll give you something to whine about. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's that over there? That book. Hey, don't be sassy with me, bookworm. I know you have a lot of books. I'm talking about that emerald green one. It looks oddly familiar. That's our yearbook? Oh, that's fantastic. Why am I excited about that? I never got a high school yearbook, like ever. So, it'd be a nice blast to the past to see all our old faces. Give it to me. No, not to keep, just to see. You're the closest to the bookshelf. Man, I barely even remember 10th grade. Now look at that. Already on the first page, I see Mr. Iditarod. Do you remember him? What was his actual name? Well, we always called him Iditarod because he had so many huskies. good times. Oh, and there's that gym teacher that was always such a pain in the ass. We could never get away with anything in front of her. Okay, all those fluff pages, achievements, awards, blah, blah, blah. And finally, students. Let's see. Get to the M's. What about the S's? Yeah, they do by last name, right? Okay. S. And there I am. Look. I barely even smiled back then. I still barely do, but I've improved over time. And where are you at? Oh, clear as day. Perfect. Oh. Oh, I remember this day now. Oh my god. Actually, this isn't as funny as I remembered. Isn't this the day that we completely destroyed your outfit? And your hair, too. It was supposed to be a prank, and at the time we thought it was funny, but this is a experience that you only get once in life, and we just kind of messed that up for you, didn't we? Yeah. I think that's enough of that. No, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Like, right. Let's think of therapy. I have to talk about my feelings and don't bottle it up. Okay. How I'm actually feeling. I feel guilt for not only what I did to you, but what I helped other people do to you. And once again, I know there's no way to apologize for years and years of torment. I don't think I can ever actually correct my mistake, even with helping you defend against your new bully. This is hard for me to say. And it's not because I don't think you deserve this, but it's just something I've never said really in my life, other than to you, and that was very, very recent. I've never said it to anyone else before. So instead of stalling, I'm sorry. I'm genuinely, truly, absolutely sorry. We took a day that was supposed to be great for yourself and for your parents, and we just destroyed it completely. I don't even know how we got away with that. Did you ever report us? No? Why not? We deserved it. Like, now it's hard for me to admit a lot of things, but we genuinely deserve to be punished for doing that to you. Are you that spineless that you couldn't even do that much, like ask an adult for some help? You just rolled with the punches. You were afraid? Afraid of what? Me? Now why would you be afraid of... Oh, wait. I gave you multiple reasons to be afraid of me. Even just now. Shit. Look. You didn't... deserve everything that I did to you. Just... one step at a time, okay? I'll make it up to you. Somehow. I didn't say anything. However, you need to tell me a lot. Tell me about this new bully of yours. What is she like? Actually, no. Better yet, what's her name? What are her classes? What time does she go to those classes? Where does she live? Are there any characteristics of her that make her easily targetable? Do you have any of that information for me? I mean, yeah, I may end up appearing at one of those locations and hypothetically doing something, and I mean, at least she'll never bother you again. She may not bother anyone again. Do you want to get rid of your bully problem or not? Then give me the information that I need. You want me to promise that I won't hurt her? You are like... Why are you... How are you still this innocent after all of these years? How is that even possible? After everything you've gone through, you've never changed. That is amazing. Unfortunately for you, you are like a puppy. What am I going to do with you? Well, since you're not going to easily give up that information, I can do this one of two ways. I can simply stalk you from afar. Or better yet, I can truly never leave your side. Which one would be more fun? I'd love to see the faces of the people that see you next to me. Oh, they'd be scared shitless. I'm sure of it. I'll probably tower over them. No one would ever want to bother you again. I'm not sadistic. Well, not as I used to be. But whatever gets the job done, I'm happy to do. I need to protect you. That's the job that needs to be done. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, what do you have to eat in here? Ramen. Right, you're a college student. How about I order us a pizza? My treat. Probably not just pizza, though. Breadsticks, desserts, sandwiches, wings. Whatever we can get, really. Do you have a pizza place around here? Good. We're going to eat well tonight. And what about sleeping arrangements? You have a couch, yeah? What about for me? Give me the bed. I mean, we can sleep together if you want to, but something tells me you don't. Unless...